GOP Vermont Governor Phil Scott to allow sweeping abortion bill to become law. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 28, 2019. Republican Governor Phil Scott will allow a bill that will permit all abortions for any reason in the state of Vermont to become law, said his spokeswoman. Governor Scott has always been pro-choice and he has said he will not veto the bill, Rebecca Kelly told local Vermont news media last week. Kelly did not say whether Scott would sign the bill or allow it to become law without acting upon it. As V.T. Digger noted, the governor's approval of the legislation will allow the state to enact the broadest protections of reproductive rights in the nation. State House Majority Leader Representative Jill Kerwinski, a Democrat who is a former employee of Planned Parenthood, the vendor that provides the majority of abortions in Vermont, said, "I think it's important that we're standing up to say that we need to make sure that these rights are protected." In fact, the president of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England said Vermont is now the shining example for all other states of the unlimited abortion legislation that has become a mark of the Democrat Party. The bill, H.57, declares abortion a fundamental right, and an amendment known as Proposal 5 would make Vermont the first state to preserve and protect the right to personal reproductive liberty in the Green Mountain State's constitution. While H.57 could become law and take effect immediately either with Scott's signature or his inaction, Proposal 5 would need approval again by the General Assembly in 2021 to 2022 and then by the state's voters in 2022 in order to amend Vermont's constitution. Dr. Ingrid Skop, chairman-elect of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Oplog, presented written testimony that the Vermont abortion bill will remove any oversight from a late-term abortion provider's facilities or competency. Skop continued, "Vermont may feel it is helping women by passing this legislation that will allow a small trickle of women with severe fetal anomalies to receive late-term abortions in the state. However, by opening this door, you will allow a tsunami of elective late-term abortions to follow, many of which will be obtained by coercion of the pregnant women." Skop warned the state could become a destination for late-term abortion tourism. V.T. Digger reported that Democrat State Senator Becca Ballant, the Senate Majority Leader, dismissed concerns such as those articulated by Skop, referring to them as hysteria. She said the same warnings were voiced when the state lawmakers debated civil unions and gay marriage. "I think what is important," Kerwinski said, "is that we let the medical community be able to take science and to have those conversations and to be the ones to regulate what that looks like, and how you define it, not politicians." However, a 2018 report by Emma Green at The Atlantic highlighted how science is weighing more on the side of the pro-life movement, with technological advances such as ultrasound and neonatal research and treatments remaking the debate around abortion. In many ways, this represents a dramatic reversal. Pro-choice activists have long claimed science for their own side, Green wrote. She added, "Pro-life and pro-choice activists have come to see scientific evidence as the ultimate tool in the battle over abortion rights. But in recent years, pro-life activists have been more successful in using that tool to shift the terms of the policy debate. Advocates have introduced research on the question of fetal pain and whether abortion harms women's health to great effect in courtrooms and legislative chambers, even when they cite studies selectively and their findings are fiercely contested by other members of the academy." In her testimony about the Vermont bill, Catherine Glenn Foster, president of Americans United for Life, described H.57 as sweeping in its operation in that it expands abortion allowances beyond Roe v. Wade and its progeny, rejects the state's legitimate interest in protecting life, and prohibits common-sense protections for women's health. With the legislation's prohibition on any government interference at any level with an abortion, Foster said the regulatory climate in Vermont would then be akin to the one in Pennsylvania that allowed the infamous abortionist Kermit Gosnell to operate his house of horrors for decades. Gosnell, who was ultimately convicted of involuntary manslaughter, was able to perform unsafe, unsanitary, and deadly abortions for so many years, she said, because, according to the grand jury report, the Pennsylvania Department of Health thought it could not inspect or regulate abortion facilities because that would interfere with access to abortion.